Good morning. It's good to be with you again. Welcome to this time of communion. Do this in remembrance of me. These were the words of Jesus at that last meal he had with his disciples. And this is why we're sharing communion this morning, in response to the clear instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ. The disciples, when they had had their last supper with Jesus, really had no idea what was to come. Jesus had told them that he was going to die, but they were in denial. For us, however, this remembrance fills us with hope. As the words of Edward Mote's hymn of 1834 remind us, my hope is built on nothing less in Jesus' blood and righteousness. Some of you will have seen this past week the image which appeared on a fence in a nearby street of the beautifully crocheted message, Hope. And the rainbow attached to that crocheted mural reminds me of a line in a song we sing at Mainly Music, I'm so glad that God made rainbows after rain. Rainbows are beautiful and they're part of creation. But praise God, we don't have to rely just on rainbows for hope. God gave us the greatest gift of hope in his Son, Jesus Christ, the one who died on the cross for our sins. From the time Mary first held Jesus in her arms in that long ago cattle stall in Bethlehem, his destiny was to die an agonizing death on a cross for the sins of mankind. So this is why we take part in this act of remembrance. And the Apostle Paul explains how we should do this in Corinthians chapter 11, verses 17 to 34. He says we should do it together, if possible, but not by excluding others and not in an unworthy manner. So today, although we can't be together physically, we are still bound together by God's Holy Spirit as we partake of the elements. Now we come to the main part of Paul's instructions regarding the Lord's Supper. In verse 23, we read, for I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. But before I read more, we'll give thanks for the bread. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time when we can remember the great sacrifice that was made for us on the cross in Jesus' death. We pray that you would comfort us at this time and give us hope through this message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us eat together. Let us give thanks for the cup. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blood spilt for us, for the forgiveness of our sins, that we may never be apart from you again. We thank you for this time of remembrance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this whenever you think of it in remembrance of me." Paul then says, "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let us drink together. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Well, it's been lovely to be with you again this morning. Have a good week. Goodbye.